Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul White. For this 22nd of July, it's a Wednesday. That means today we will have the audio and video up for our Wednesday, our Tuesday night Bible study here in Georgia. We're going through the book of John verse by verse. This was study number 99 as we rapidly approach 100 next week. Jump in on the study as we closed out the 15th chapter in this study. And we'll head into chapter 16 next week. I've got new people joining. Seems like every week we hear from someone who's like, hey, I'm into your John series. Here's what number I'm on. Or I want to start at the beginning. How do I do that? It's easy on YouTube because there's catalogs of them. There's a spot where you can jump in through the Studies in John playlist. Audio might be a little more difficult. You can go back to August of 2018 on our podcasts, and you will eventually find Studies in John number 1. And if you have a search engine through your podcast where you can search by title, then Studies in John, each of them numbered sequentially, that's the easy way to find that. So join in. We'd love to have you on that journey. I was talking yesterday about the text from 1 Samuel 15:22, obedience is better than sacrifice, a statement that Samuel makes to King Saul after Saul does not kill all of the animals when he conquers the Amalekites. He keeps them to give a sacrifice to the Lord. Samuel doesn't buy it. He says, it'd been better for you to do what you were told than sacrifice. And my answer to what that means is primarily that God was stating he wants a heart of obedience more than us thinking that we can just put something in front of him regardless of how we act. It's the heartbeat of God that we walk according to his heart. It also brings up the sometimes very misunderstood notion of sacrifice as if sacrifice is something God was excited about. I don't think he ever was excited about it. It was something done, I think, on behalf of man to appease man's conscience. The sacrifice Jesus gives, the reason I say that is because the sacrifice Jesus gives is a display for you and me as well. God's not bloodthirsty, like, oh, we've got to die for this. But Paul says the love of God is displayed to us in that Christ died for us. So the cross is a way of showing us how loved we are, and it appeases us to see that kind of sacrificial love. Then if you take that story, that Samuel saw obedience is better than sacrifice story, and that was how I answered the question as it came into us, then I wrestled for a couple days. Actually, to be very honest, I didn't wrestle just day and night. It wasn't something I sat and thought about over and over again, but did have sort of one of those middle of the night moments where it came back to me along with a scripture from the New Testament. And so that's sort of why I wanted to develop it into a podcast or two, to try and take that Old Testament concept and put some New Testament understanding with it. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus brings on a new disciple named Matthew. It's the titular character of the book. He's a tax collector, and Jesus invites him to follow him, and Matthew does follow him. But not only does he follow him, he invites Jesus to his house to have lunch, and a bunch of his friends show up, tax collectors and sinners, and they sit down with Jesus and the disciples in a world in which doing that shows approval of who you're eating with. And this infuriates the Pharisees because their question's quite straightforward and simple. Even if we consider it very judgmental, put yourself in their time and realize that by eating with these men, Jesus, as a Hebrew man who is a purported teacher of sorts, is saying they're okay. And that was not okay in the mentality of a law keeper, because they ask a straightforward question: why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus' answer is famous. It's those people that are well don't need a doctor, but the people that are sick need a doctor. Here's the verse that came sort of rushing at me a couple of nights ago, as I was thinking about my answer to the question, what does the verse mean? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen to Matthew 9:13. This is what Jesus says to the Pharisees. Go learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, Jesus is inviting them to go learn what it means, meaning that they've read it before. Where they've read it is in Hosea chapter 6, where Hosea says that God desires mercy and not sacrifice. It's another one of those Old Testament moments where we start to see the change in how man perceives the sacrificial system as being something not necessarily that God was looking for, but something that man was looking for. Jesus uses that verse. By the way, they don't go find out what it means, because a few chapters later, Jesus says to them, had you went and found out what it means, chapter 12, by the way, verse 7, then you wouldn't condemn guiltless people. So they don't do their homework. They don't go find out what it means. So what does it mean, I desire mercy and not sacrifice? So what God is looking for, God is in the business of being merciful to man. He's not in the business of sacrifice as in what can man do for me. I think under the old covenant, we get in the mentality of what can I do for God. The new covenant should be taken through the framework of what has God done on my behalf. Now, that doesn't exclude us from having responsibility that goes along with who we are in Christ. But it is not the heartbeat of the new covenant. The heartbeat of the old covenant is what you do for him. The heartbeat of the new covenant is what he has done for you. There are peripherals off of that. So think about Jesus' statement, I prefer mercy, not sacrifice. I think what Jesus is telling us is, once again, just what Samuel was telling us in 1 Samuel 15:22. The heart of God is not sacrifice. The heart of God is not you laying things down for him. The heart of God, framed through the Old Testament, obedience, do as God says. What does that look like in the New Testament? Love people. Love tax collectors and sinners. Or as Jesus would interpret it, mercy over sacrifice. It always wins because it's the heart of God. Let me say it again as a close. Sacrifice on your part is not the heartbeat of God. Loving people is the heartbeat of God. Let's go do that today. See you tomorrow. God bless.